how much of a surprise was it that the GM chief executive was forced to step down?
I don't think it was a great surprise that he's gone. He's been there for quite a long time and the company's just got worse and worse almost throughout. What surprised me was the way in which he went and the way it sums up just how much the government is now involved in the day-to-day running of US industry. He was basically summoned to a meeting in Washington and Obama said, would you mind stepping aside? And Rick Raglan said, yes, all right, then I'm off. And that was it. You know, after 101 years of independence, this is one of the biggest and most fiercely capitalist companies on the planet, basically is now determined out of Washington. And this isn't a business that's owned by the US government yet. It's made some loans to it, but it's not like the banks. It's not nationalized. It's just doing what they tell them.
Now, Chrysler's also in trouble. What is the US government hoping to do to the car industry?
Well, I think, first of all, it just wants it to be sustainable. Whether it's been making losses for years and years. This predates the financial crisis. This is the thing that people are getting confused about a bit. This isn't another collapse like the banks. This is a problem that's been going on for decades and decades. And the problem for the government is that this is an industry that employs potentially up to about 10 million people when you count all the component manufacturers and so forth as well. It simply can't allow this to go on. So it wants to find a way of making this business sustainable. Now, that also means environmentally sustainable. That also means a business that somehow isn't all about gas guzzlers. But fundamentally, I think they want somebody to come up with some ideas for making this business profitable. It sounds simple, but that's what it's lacking.
Ford, the other big company in Detroit, believes it can get by without government assistance. How so?
Well, I think this is a little bit like the debate in this country about Barclays wanting to stay outside the bank rescue scheme. There is a huge premium when your competitors are being effectively nationalised or run from government. There's a huge premium to staying on the outskirts. And Ford, it's true, is not quite in the same mess that GM is. Not far behind, but it's not burning through cash quite as fast. And therefore clearly hopes that if it can keep its distance from this, that somehow it'll be in a stronger position when the others are all crunched together and rationalised.
Christian Streiff, the marvellously named chief executive of Peugeot Citroën, was also forced out in the last couple of days. He was forced out in a boardroom coup. But will we see more heads roll across the global car industry?
I think we are. I mean, someone was telling me this morning they're expecting another big European car maker to lose its chief exec in the next few days. I think what we're seeing is a recognition that the previous management of all these companies have been trying for several years now to find a solution to their problems, and they failed. And it's time for a new broom. I mean, what's depressing about GM is that the replacement for Rick Wagner is actually coming from within the company. But nonetheless, I think there is a real desire among politicians to say, look, you lot, you screwed it up. Get out of the way. Let somebody else come in.
And how might the car industry look when the recession is over?
Smaller, and with any luck, a bit greener. I think that there is an acceptance that, you know, even when people were buying its cars, it was making a loss. And now that people aren't buying its cars, it's really making a loss. So, you know, capacity has to shrink. But also, it's important that in Europe, in the US, we find ways of making cars that are somehow smarter, that it's cars that have added value, whether it's engineering or design or all those sorts of things that that help us compete against cheaper manufacturing in Asia. And one clever way of doing that is to make cars that use less fuel. And I think that's probably where the sort of the virtuous circle, if there is one in all this mess, can be found, is in finding a way of making very low emission cars.